whenever I go, whenever there's a motorcycle group, oftentimes it's a Harley, and the sound of that Harley is a little different, I have to tell you. It's really good. So thank you, Harley Davidson, for building things in America.
President Trump speaking there in February 2017, right before meeting with the CEO of Harley Davidson. That was before the president enacted steel and aluminum tariffs against the European Union, and before the European Union responded with tariffs of its own, including a 31% tax on motorcycles manufactured in the United States. This week, Harley Davidson announced it will be shifting some production of its bikes sold in Europe overseas. According to the company, the move comes in direct response to the new European tariffs. President Trump tweeted about this yesterday, saying, quote, "Surprised that Harley Davidson, of all companies, would be the first to wave the white flag. I fought hard for them, and ultimately they will not pay tariffs selling in the EU, which has hurt us badly on trade, down $151 billion. Taxes just a Harley excuse. Be patient." Rick Barrett is a reporter covering the motorcycle industry for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee, of course, is home to Harley Davidson's headquarters.
Harley-Davidson manufactures most of its motorcycles in the U.S., and that would be Kansas City, York, Pennsylvania, and the engines are made in Milwaukee, where the company has its headquarters. They also have manufacturing plants in Brazil, India, and they're opening a plant in Thailand. And what's going to happen here is that because of the tariffs that have been imposed by the European Union, Harley-Davidson has said, look, it's too expensive to manufacture the bikes in the U.S. and ship them to the EU. So instead, those motorcycles that are destined for the European Union will now be made in Brazil, India, and Thailand.
Now, is there, I mean, I've been to Europe and seen there is a little bit of a fascination with Harleys, but is there a demand for Harleys in the EU right now?
There is. The EU is actually a growing market for Harley-Davidson. It's been one of their strengths. While sales have, you know, been flat and declining in recent years in the U.S., Harley-Davidson has done well in the EU.
And we just saw a tweet from President Trump this morning. It said, quote, "Early this year, Harley-Davidson said they would move much of their plant operations in Kansas City to Thailand. That was long before tariffs were announced. Hence, they were just using tariffs slash trade war as an excuse." Your reaction?
Well, Harley-Davidson made the announcements to open the plant in Thailand early this year, and it was well before this all happened. And what they said with the plant in Thailand is that the motorcycles that will be made at that plant will be destined pretty much for that marketplace. Because if you look at Thailand, is just one example, there's like a 60% tariff on motorcycles from the U.S. coming in there. And in other countries in Asia, tariffs can be 125% or more. So that's the reason for the Thailand plant. Originally, it was said, look, it's too expensive to build these bikes in the U.S. and ship them to Thailand. We're going to open up a plant there. So that all happened before this dispute.
Rick, you're in Milwaukee, which is the home of Harley-Davidson's headquarters. How big of a deal is this for the employees of Harley-Davidson?
It's kind of early to say yet, because what we know is that 16% of the motorcycles that Harley-Davidson makes are sent to the European Union. That's where they're destined for. So those bikes, you know, they have to be made somewhere, whether it's in the U.S. or whether it's in India or whether it's Brazil or whether it's Thailand. If you take those out of the mix from the factories in the U.S., then it's going to hurt. I mean, we don't know how many jobs could be affected yet at this point, what the impact will be, but it's not good. I mean, it definitely will make a difference at some point.
Rick Barrett covers the motorcycle industry for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks so much for being with us, Rick.
Yes, thank you.